and welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am your host, Roxy Hayes, and today I'm joined by my homie, gamer and content creator, Max the Slayer.
What up? Hey, everybody.
And today we're going to talk about something I just completely hate. Well, actually, you know what? Full transparency, this started off with us going to talk about horror movies, but anybody that knows me, has ever met me or had a conversation with me, knows I fucking hate horror movies. I don't like being scared. Like, don't scare me. I don't like scary shit. I do not like it. I just went to go see Nope, and Nope actually wasn't scary. But them trailers.
I mean, Nope was, I ain't going to hold you, that monkey though.
The monkey was like at the beginning. Spoiler alert! Let y'all know right now. This is a spoiler podcast. If you ain't seen it yet, too bad. It's been a while. You should have seen it. That motherfucking monkey at the beginning. I had to look away. That opening scene.
I like horror stuff, and I looked away. Okay, to be honest, and this is like a hint to the movies that I don't like. I don't like seeing people get tortured.
So you don't like Saw. Oh, we'll get to that. I feel like it's a lot. I don't like horror movies, period. But that's something I hate. Like when it's extremely grotesque. We don't need to see you ripping shit out. We don't need to see you all of
and
this
the noise,
bullshit.
They had the sound effects. Like,
yo, the part where this is not funny, but I internally laughed when the dad came downstairs and was like, "Gordy, stop!" And like, "Shut up, bitch." And start rocking his shit. I was like, bro, why did you come down there? Why did you come? Yo, I was Gordy would have had to come through a door.
Exactly.
He was about to whoop my ass.
He could have got away, but you know,
that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he was that type of person.
He was that type of person that decided that he wanted to bring his stupid ass down.
You control a rabid monkey at the time. Okay.
Yo, Gordy, what are you doing? Gordy was like, bitch, this is what I'm doing. A wop wop.
There was no black people on set. You know that.
Baby. Not at all.
I'm out.
As soon as that monkey would have been like, ah, I would have been out. I'm gone. I'm going to get a head start. Like, I ain't just going to be right there. Trying to talk some sense into, why are you trying to talk some sense into the monkey? You're crazy. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. Three horror movies that we just fucking hate, three that we love, and this conversation is going to go off the rails because that's what always happens. So feel free, if you want to add some shit in there, to please do. We're going to start with hate, and I'm going to go first. Because okay. I hate all horror movies, so I'll go first. I'll let you go.
Okay.
Drag Me to Hell. That's one of my most hated horror movies. It's fucking stupid. And this is how you know a movie's bad. When I wasn't scared, I get scared from everything. Noises, I be jumping. I was not scared at all. So Drag Me to Hell had that woman, and it was an old lady that came in for a bank loan, and they was like, hey, show you're tough. Don't get that old bitch no loan. And she didn't, and the old lady was like, bet, now you're cursed. Here's a button, bitch. And that was the movie. She, like, ended up going to the old lady funeral. The old lady kept popping up, and she's like, yeah, you're going to get dragged to hell. Then at the end, she went to the lady in the ground and tried to shove the button in her dead corpse mouth, and she still got dragged to hell. Like, it was one of the things where, like, I didn't understand why that old lady was so angry. Like, it's not that girl's fault. She doesn't own the bank. Like,
to be honest, you know what's funny? I like horror movies, but didn't see that one because you know why? I too do not like paranormal because it just doesn't do nothing. Like, I don't know. Like, there's also like, because some of like that ghost stuff you be seeing that shit in real life. So I don't
know. This could be real. Yeah, so you like horror movies where it's like, this could never happen, so it's not scary because I know this is completely, it's like rooted in reality, like it's humans doing stuff, so like this could happen, but it's so far-fetched, like this ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, minus like the serial killer stuff, but like,
yeah, that shit,
like
that shit
demonic works. Stuff is like a whole nother, like, nah, I'm good.
That shit, which is crazy. I'll be like, yo, what is this? So yeah, it was just so, it was so stupid. It was a lot of vomit and like this weirdo shit going on. And I hated it. One of the worst movies I've ever seen, period. Horror. It was just terrible. Okay, your turn. What's your pick? And they don't have to go in no specific order.
Okay, yes. This is not going to go in any order. Those of the few or the people in my community know that I do not like animatronic toys. Okay.
Oh no.
So this first movie that I chose was Chucky.
I hate that motherfucker.
He scared me as a kid, and I do not like him till this day.
He's still dropping movies. Like, that's enough. You're not dead.
I think they just released another series for Chucky. Same with like along with Chucky, the Furbies. Furbies scared me.
The actual Furbies scared you?
The actual Furby toys scared me, yes. Because that motherfucker would talk to me while it's like, it would be like thundering in the dark, and all I just see is eyes blinking, and it would be giggling and shit. I'm just like, I can't.
No, I'm out.
Fuck them toys. Like, I literally can't. My mom does like a toy drive like every Christmas. The toys were like going off in the back of my car. And I was just like, I can't make this shit up. I can't fuck with y'all. And it was literally the toy in the back of my car was just like, hi, how are ya? I was like, no.
Like, stop talking to me, bro. Stop talking to me. I think I hate Chucky because he's scary, but also like, what's your purpose, bro? Like, what did you want? Like, he was evil and he died, and then he went into a doll and he started harassing a kid to get his body. Like, what was you gonna do with his body, bro? Gonna be a kid?
And why was it so hard to take him out?
Yo, like, it was a doll. My favorite thing was just like, if you don't start talking about a three on the fire, and then he just started beating the mama ass. I'm like, yo, Chucky is crazy. Like, why can't y'all take him out? He's a doll. Why he got a family?
He did like sneak attacks. I know he had a kid. Like,
he did do sneak attacks. They would just be sitting at home and he'd be like, tricking
people in the back, from the back. And I'm just like, I can't. Like, this. And it was just like the way he looked, the eyes. Like, I couldn't. Like, I could never. When I was a kid, I could not go past the Spencers because they would hang a Chucky doll in the back or the front. And I was like, I can't do it. I'm not fond of this.
I was just at Spirit Halloween and they had him, and I punched it. Like, I hit the corner. I hit the corner and and that's why I don't. I'll tell that story later. I don't do haunted houses because my fight or flight is fight. It be fight. It be I scream. And then I'm punching. Like, I can't. I don't like being scared. Chucky's a hoe ass bitch. I agree. That's a solid pick. My next one is gonna be all the Texas Chainsaw Massacres, because like, why is he still alive? Like, he's just a man. Why can he do all of this? I have hated, always, I never liked those movies, but I have a specific story as to why I loathe them. I went to see one. It was when they had just brought it back and they were showing like the older one. I don't know. They have so fucking many. I don't remember. Yeah. But this dude had took me to go see the movie, and we in the movie, and I don't like it. I don't like it. It's the one where the girl almost got away and he popped up in the back of her car. Yeah. Fuck. I don't remember. It's too many of them. But I was scared the whole movie. I was really not looking at it. I kept doing that and stuff. And I was trying to watch it just cause I like movies, so I was just wanted to know what's going on. But then, like, he was getting me, we were walking to the car, and he like screamed or made a noise behind me, and I ran. Like, I was in heels. I sprinted and ran into a fucking light pole. Then he gonna scream when we get in the car, and I was just like, stop fucking, I'm about to kill you. Somebody's gonna die tonight.
Where we ended.
Yo, we're done. And then he wanted to fuck after. I was like, how dare you think I'm gonna fuck you after? I've been terrified. You taunted and terrified me all night. You think I'm gonna fuck? We're not fucking ever.
He tried to hit it.
He was trying to hit it after startling me.
Read the room, my dude. How you gonna know? Like, especially, does he know you didn't like horror stuff?
Yes. And I told him I didn't like it. And at this time, this is when I would just, even if I didn't like something, I would still be like, well, let's, I'll try it. Now I'm like, no, no, I ain't doing it. No, no, I don't care. Oh, that's your favorite thing? Great. No. That's your favorite thing. Have a wonderful time. I'll see you afterwards because, like, I'm not even about to put myself in a place to be scared. Max, no.
I know.
You want to go to Halloween Horror? No.
Video games? None of that. I'll be like, Roxy.
Oh, yeah, we gotta tell that story too. You know, we'll tell it now before you go on to your pick. Because I think I understand the level of I don't like being scared. I don't like being scared. So we went to, it was Max, Kadeem, and Brody, and he who shall not be named. And we went to Voldemort. And we went to Sandbox VR. And we were trying to decide which thing to play. And I was trying to tell these motherfuckers we should have played. It was a fighting game. It was one where we fought. And I was like, let's do that one.
It was like a gladiator game. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, because you're going to hurt us. And I was like, nah, it's good. Nobody wanted to do it because I probably would. I'm actually glad we didn't do that. I probably
Roxy,
actually
would have. Roxy would have took all of us out.
I would have been taken out.
She's like really good, like a beat 'em up player. Like she really
I love me some. Yeah. So
real life and in game. Yeah.
Yo, and Max was like, no, this was not that scary. I just did it already, so I'll tell you right now, it's scary, but like, it's not that bad. I'm telling you, it's not that bad. I'm like, cool. Max, do this. She ain't gonna lie.
And you guys, in context, I love zombies games. So this is like my wonderland. I'm like, it's she was so because I literally play zombie games.
Like, you get to shoot. It's the most fun I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, bad. This is what a wonderful cosign. And the funniest part was Kadeem was like, I don't know, Roxy. No, let's go have fun. So we go.
Go ahead.
We go up in there. We get our weapons, and I got two guns. I was like, "Yo, I'm about to kill it." I got two guns.
She had two pistols, y'all.
I was like, "Yo, I'm about to kill these motherfuckers." And then Kadeem made me stand by him. He just knew it was about to go down. He was like, "Hey, just stand here. This is your quadrant. Don't leave this quadrant." I said, bet. The zombies start coming in. At first, it was cool, y'all. One, two zombies. Oh, a block. Motherfuckers start. They're like, Roxy, look up. A zombie on the ceiling and stick his tongue out and then use VR so it looked like he grabbing my hands. And I'm screaming because they jump on you. So somebody lunge at you. They on you. They on your face and the mouth just. And I'm in this bitch. I'm shooting. And then they was like, hey, just shoot the rats. We'll protect you. You shoot the rats. Bitch, I was killing them rats. I was. But then.
She was doing a tap dance on them too.
Yo. But then it levels up. With any game, it level up. So it started being more zombies. And they coming from the side and under the ground and shit. At some point, I lunge. I'm on the ground. They had to pause the game. I'm sweating.
every mother, like every zombie known to man was after Roxy.
They was only coming to me.
There was a tyrant in the game coming after.
I was like, why y'all coming to me?
They busted through the wall.
Yo, it is crazy because like, I really thought about like how I would act in real life. In real life, I would just have to kill them because like I would, at first I'd be like, what the fuck? I think I'd more be like, what the fuck? And beat their ass because this is real life. But like, the thing is, I know this isn't real and I'm terrified. Like, get away from me. They was touching me. It was so bad that I know for a fact he was skipping parts of the game. Like, when he to the end, he was like, we getting these motherfuckers out of here. Y'all gotta go.
Yeah, I think like the tyrant was supposed to be there for like a full like 5 minutes. Like you're supposed to battle him, but it literally we just shot him once and he died. Like they're like,
no, and he died. It was like, no, that's enough. They got to get out of here. And then we got a video of it, and you just see me walking off. Like at one point, I was just like, I'm good.
Roxy literally kept going out of bounds. They're like, ma'am, come back in the square. Ma'am.
I tried to run out the door. The front, they're like, ma'am, that's not part of the game. You can't do that. Just for con. See, it wasn't that bad. But now everybody knows.
On the positive side, you were the rat king. You
killed. I was the exterminator. I killed like 500 rats. Why was they just attacking me? That shit was a lot. That was a lot. But I'm glad we didn't do the fighting one, because that I would have been punching y'all in the mouth. Like, it would have been bad on accident.
You probably would have taken, you know, he who that should be named, you know, like everybody out pretty much.
Yeah, they would have been. Everybody. Been a rap.
Everybody would have been gone. I would have at least been maybe the last one. Cause you
know, I feel like you would have been the smarter one and be like, "I'm not doing this. I would be
the one going out of bounds."
Yeah, you're like, that's not what I would like to do. But it was fun. But it was very scary. I don't like being scared. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So once again, for that point, when he did that shit, I was mad, and I just hated that movie ever since, because I always connect that with like. I went here for you. I told you I hated it. I was scared. And you proceed to terrify me afterwards. And I went fuck somebody else after. I showed it.
Roxy, I don't understand. When you tell somebody, this stuff scares me. It literally scares me. They think it's funny. And like,
they think
it's
funny.
They don't believe you. They don't believe you. I'm like, I'm petrified. Like,
I'm very scared.
You want a joke?
You want a joke after? I was yelling in the movie. That's why I was like, I don't understand why you thought that I was audibly yelling, and I got up like 3 times. Like,
and it's like, you think the poom poom's like the ocean? No, it's the Sahara Desert. Like,
it's dried. Like, it's done. Sandpaper pussy right now, and it's your fault. And then I fucked somebody else, and it was great. All right, so next for your second pick.
My second pick, hold on, I just messed up my mic. So like I said, I don't like seeing people tortured. So it was like a battle between Final Destination and the Saw franchise. Ooh, it's a lot. And I was like, Final Destination, I was like, we get the point after 4. Like,
y'all
pretty much
start
after 3. Like, y'all, I think they made it to 5 Final Destination. I'm like, how?
I'm trying to remember the one I saw, because that's crazy how many. I see a lot of horror movies. I fucking hate them. It was the one where the dude's booty got sucked in the pool and it sucked out his intestines. You remember that one?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Like the ones that are like in my brain are like when they go to the dentist or the eye doctor. Still can't go to the eye doctor.
Oh yeah, they went. Yeah.
Still can't drive next to a wooden log truck.
Girl, I don't think none of us. We refuse. Whenever Texas, they have so many, or the South, you know, in Virginia, like they got a lot. I'm not driving. Come on, go. I will pull over. I didn't pull it over. Like, no, go. Y'all go.
Yeah, especially my grandmother, like there was like a truck full of chairs fell on her car. Like I was just like, I can't do anything. A truck filled with anything, like metal pipes, pipe logs, can't do it. Like, no. Especially like for maybe like good, like a 3 year, like, you know, steady. Like if my flight was 180, can do it. No, like, you're I like, can't.
I'm not with it. It's too much. It's too much. And the one I hated, it was like the lady is something dripped, and then you see the drip going to the wire and all of that shit. Like, the ones that weren't scary were very stupid, but the ones that were scary were very like, this could actually happen.
Yeah.
And or, I hate like, this.
Or someone was like in a surgery or something. I don't know. I could be making that up, but I could have. They were in a doctor's office.
I remember something. Didn't something go on somebody's eye or something? Like a scalpel? Yeah. I remember that too. Or maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I remember.
I couldn't do it. Can't do it.
Not a fan. Not a fan. And Saw, I think after the same thing, like, I think both of those, they ran their course. Like, after the first or second one, like, this story is no longer believable. Y'all dragging it.
Y'all making up stuff. Like, you can't cut. It's like you got to cut off
your arm with your leg. Like, I don't, like, it's stupid. Like, behind your hands, behind your back. How are you supposed to do, like, you got to do origami shit to cut your arm off. Like, yeah, I can't.
Like, it's like, that's enough. And then once the dude got caught, what's the rest of the story? Like, why do we still need to talk about how many apprentices? It's like, he ain't even there no more. It's a girl that was there and she started being his apprentice. Like, why would she do that? Like, shut the fuck up. This is bad. Those are solid picks because they're both, they ran, they Queen was like, I hated them, but I was like, I see why people, this is a good movie, like the twist and shit. Like, I hate it. This is a solid movie, but then they kept doing it, and it was ass. Final Destination 2, both. I'll give you, you cheated by making them one, but I'm going to make it okay, because those are ass, and they're ass for the same reason. All right. My final pick, before I do our ones, do you have any, like, I guess you kind of dare, any, honorable mentions, like movies you just like feel like are trash that we could just throw in there real quick? I hate all of them. I hated Orphan. I just saw Orphan like a couple months ago. That bitch was a weird ass bitch, where she was acting like a little girl, like, you a pervert, weird ass.
I ain't gonna hold you. That, like, got it, caught me in for a loop. Like, it was kind of weird, but I was like, oh snap, like,
she got me. You like to
spoiler twist. Alert, she in her 30s, like, that's
she crazy. In her 30s, and she was trying to fuck the daddy, nasty bitch. They just dropped another one. Oh, they just dropped one. But what was you about to say?
No, it was just like that. It, like, in hindsight, this movie nasty. Like, she a freak. Like, okay, this could be like rated X. Like, okay,
she a freak. That one, one of the ones I hated was it Green Inferno? It was like some cannibal movie, and I just hate when it's a group of white people going to an indigenous area with brown people, and the movie's about how scary the brown people are. It's like, you and they fucking island. What the fuck?
What was that old, like, iconic, like, witch hunt movie that they filmed on
Blair Witch Project?
I ain't like it. Even like the parodies of that movie is hilarious. So,
because, like, I don't even remember what happened. I don't like, and I get motion sick. So, bitch, all that running, that's enough. That's enough.
The nostrils and stuff. Yeah, that shit was funny.
I was like, can y'all kill her? Like, I don't feel bad. Can she get murdered? I don't even remember how it ended. But yeah, I hate those. Any same thing, paranormal shit flying off the, hey, don't do that shit. That's scary. Yeah. Solid picks. Yeah. All right, my number one, It. And I hate It because it's scary. It just scares the shit out of me. The older one better. Once again, I hate horror movies. I hate, detest horror movies. But I feel like the older one was more creepy than scary. I feel like the new one was just, like, why y'all had to show the little boy arm getting bit off like that? Like, why y'all had to, it was so gory. And me and my brother went to see it in theaters. And we was both just sitting there. They were showing a little girl in her drawers and shit. I was just very uncomfortable with, like, how the movie made me, like, the whole movie made me feel so uncomfortable.
And they made, like, the clown itself, like, when he transformed, it made it, they made it more creepier, like, the graphics. I was like, wow,
like,
this is intense.
Because, like, in the old movie, I think the reason he was so creepy was because he wasn't creepy. Like, he was scary as fuck, but it was just like, oh, he's supposed to be this cool clown and he evil as fuck. But this one is like, that's a demon, and we know it, and it's not necessarily, it's too much. It's too, when it was, shit was peeling out the walls of the church, I'm like, hey.
The scene that got me, spoiler alert, was, I don't know if this was the first or second part, but, like, when the It tried to, I think he ate the little girl in the bleachers. That was one. And then when they were in, like, the circus and he was in that mirror room trying to get the little kid, like, he was just like
for sure. That gotta be the second one. Yeah, I ain't see that one. But either way, that sounds fucking terrifying.
And he had teeth. They made him really, like, they did a good job, like, making him scary. But I was just like, whoa, this is scary for me.
I like this shit. Yeah, I don't like shit with kids. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. But, like, he was doing a lot too. That's what I was like. You're doing so much, Mr. Clown. You're doing a lot.
I know he was a predator, but it was very predator.
It felt like he was a pedo. Like, leave them kids alone, you pedophile. I hate that one. And honorable mention for me, I didn't think of this one, but I hate it just because it makes me mad. The ending, The Mist. Where have you seen that? Where them demons come? That made me so fucking mad. And that's a good movie, but it makes me mad as fuck. He killed all them people. And then at the end, they're like, psych, you're saved right after you killed his fucking son. Good movie. That ending just pissed me off.
I'm going to hold you. There's a lot of horror movies that, and some of them, none, I can't think of this one, but like, yes, there is a lot of horror movies where the ending, you're just like, what? Don't understand. It's so, I hate, like, I know, famous director?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, there you go. He's infamous for that stuff.
Just be doing shit. I feel like at some point he was just like, I'm gonna do whatever I want. Like, boo.
I'll leave it to your imagination. No,
just like, no, tell me what happened. Oh, I hate that shit. Don't leave it to my imagination, motherfucker. What happened?
Yeah, just tell me. It's your movie.
Just tell me. Stupid. Okay, but what's your number one?
Okay, so I'm gonna bring it full circle. Ooh. Uh-oh. So this guy, like, you know, is paranormal and a toy. Annabelle.
I never seen that.
Yeah, no, you don't waste your time. Yeah, I don't like it. I ain't gonna hold you. The origins of Annabelle was kind of lit because I think that was like before she got into the doll. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, okay. I was just like, oh, you think it made you like take a like another look at like paranormal stuff and demons? Because you always think demons in nighttime and darkness. These motherfuckers were coming out in the daylight. You thought
they was like, I'm not pussy.
Oh yeah, no, they're like, oh, I'm out here in the sun coming to get your ass nailed. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, that is actually kind of, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is scarier. Like, because we've never had that. You don't be having that. It's always at night and some dark spooky shit. And he like, nah, I'm here right now. What's up?
No, the sun was out. It was like 80 degrees, lemonade. Like, they're like, I'm out here with you. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was like, oh shit, this is some serious.
I can't escape. That's a solid pick.
It's definitely, I can't do it. Even though the origins, I was like, ooh, but the doll itself, I can't. No.
He's like, I don't fuck with that.
Like, you be seeing stuff on like these documentaries or like these TV shows of these like women or like people going into like vintage stores and like, look, I found a doll. Like,
yeah, no. Whenever I see a doll in like a thrift store or something, I don't even walk by that motherfucker. I don't want that motherfucker looking at me. Don't touch me. Like, stay your ass over the fuck there.
Yep. No, can't do it. Can't do it.
Somebody in there. Y'all be playing too much. I don't even want that on my skin.
But I think honestly, I don't know if it was Annabelle itself, but there was like a doll, like they had to lock in a store and like they have to keep it there because there's so much like bad history from that doll. They have to like put it in a keepsake. Or I don't know if it's a museum or a store, but that doll is like purposely like you cannot buy this. It's known to like cause harm type stuff.
Ooh, see, nah, I'm good. Yeah. I am good on dolls. Mm-hmm. I thank you. All right, so we will now get into the ones we love. So the Halloween horror movies that we like to see. So like, it's not even necessarily like ones that you feel like this is the best movie. It's movies that like you really, really fuck with. So I'll let you start off this one.
Okay, so I'm gonna start it off. You know, y'all, my community knows. You know, I'm the Slayer of Zombies. I love zombies, so I'm gonna start it off with a zombie film. You feel me? I couldn't choose between Train to Busan or 28 Weeks Later. I feel like these both movies have good like stories. The zombies are like, okay,
not the shiftiest.
I know the people who are zombie fans are going to be like, 28 weeks later, are zombies are infected people. Anyway, they look good, okay?
Whatever they do when they look good.
Yeah, they look good. The graphics, the makeup, they look good. So I definitely recommend at least those two movies if you're interested in like zombie films. A really great story, like I said. And definitely chef's kiss. But I ain't gonna hold you, if you do not like reading captions, Train to Busan is in Korean. So you will be reading, but I don't mind reading. I love reading subtitles. So yeah.
From what I've heard, Korean horror are like the shit. They like everybody that like I know that loves horror movies are like the Korean ones are really good. Like the story's good. The acting's really good. It was one that had dropped on Netflix about some girl in a school.
And then become like all of us are last, all of us are dead or something.
Something like that. I think so. And you know, I hate horror movies, but that just looked so good that it made me like want to watch it. I get it. And I think zombie movies are cool because it's like this couldn't happen, but it could, but it's just like it's them fighting other humans, like they're still humans.
And I have a little one that's I feel like an honorable mention. I know we do that later, but this is like a recommendation for you. It's a zombie movie called Warm Bodies. It's like Romeo and Juliet type of thing.
With zombies?
Yes. The synopsis is like the guy is a zombie and he like the girl is a human and they encounter each other and it like warms his heart and he slowly transforms back into a human. Yeah.
Sounds fire. I definitely want to see that now. Thank you.
And his name is R and her name is Julie. So, you know.
Oh, and Dave Franco's in here. That's so random. Yeah. So, it's kind of fun. Okay, wait a minute.
It's basically like a romance comedy, but like they add a dash of zombies in there. So, yeah.
I'm about to check that out. Thank you. And see, like, I do like some. I got some honorable mentions too that aren't like scary, but I'm gonna add them in there. I like if it's a romance element, even if it's kind of scary. I like I give it a chance. Just some love in there. So I'm starting out with Get Out.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Get, and I was terrified. I was fucking terrified, but it's just such a good movie, and I do like a psychological thriller. Like I will, yeah. I don't like necessarily. I hate gore. I don't like people getting shot. Like you same the shit we said earlier. I don't like seeing people's bodies get ripped apart. But I do. I don't like it, but it makes a good movie. Like what the fuck's happening? What's this mystery? Yeah. Like I like mystery. Like I like weird shit's going on, and I don't know what's going on. And then when you think you know what's going on, you fucking don't. And I think that's why Get Out is so good. Because, I mean, like, we do see them, like, cutting people's heads open. Most of that's later. Like, the scary part is, like, what the fuck's going on in this house? And then for it to completely not be what we thought. Like, we really thought it was, like, some just racism. They were going to kill him. Like, I think that's what most of us thought. Like, he was going to go to this house. And it was going to be some form of something, and they were going to kill him. But for it to be like, no, they're taking your consciousness, and they really becoming black people, and like that shit was terrifying, and it was super scary for me. Most of the stuff I like or don't like is surrounded by like a memory, like a core memory or something. But like, we went to go see it. I was in Memphis, Tennessee. I was for the Memphis Comedy Festival. I was there for the comedy festival, and I went with my boyfriend at the time, and it was mainly black people in there, and we were like, and just seeing that with a group of black people was great, but like we were all like just fucking terrified, and then it was snowing up there. Ooh. It was fucking snowing in Memphis, so it was already just like cold and scary. We get back to the hotel. I shit you not, it's a bus filled with white teenagers that play lacrosse. And then I had like rainbow colored hair. So like we're walking in and all of these white people are just staring at me. And I was like, man, hell no. Like, hell no.
I'm out, bitch.
Like we literally sprinted into our room and locked the fucking door. And I was like, yo, if they come over here, we beating their ass. Like, don't nobody, if somebody knock on this door, we beating some ass. Like we was about to be fighting in this motherfucker, but it was just scary. And then also my boyfriend at the time was extremely muscular. And we was really like, yo, they would take our consciousness. We both like damn near 6 foot, small muscular, cute. They would take us. They would try to take us. So like, it was just so scary, but it was just so well written. And I'm really, really happy. Because I had read about how originally, like, what's the dude, the main character? I know Daniel, I cannot remember his character's name though, but like he was supposed to die. Like he was gonna get shot by the police. But oh yeah. So I'm so glad that they flipped it to where, yeah, where he got saved. Cause I like, I think almost everybody had that same reaction. Like when she was crying for help and the cops came, we all got scared. But so for it to be his friend at the end, like
that was, yeah, and it was during like that. A very like sensitive time.
Yeah.
Everyone was just like, and it was just like a different fear. Like, you know, mm-hmm. there's like a horror fear that was just like a reality fear.
Yeah. Like, oh shit. Had.
So we're just like, oh, what the fuck's about to happen? Like, oh, this is the end. Like, oh, that's it for him.
He's with here with his dead white woman. Her whole family's dead. They're going to either come up, pull up and shoot him. And then that's, you know, but so for that to happen and for all of us to collectively be scared. And then in the theater, you just hear everybody just bust out clapping and stuff when it was his friend. Same, like it brought a reality, like put the reality in your face. Like, yeah, we really are afraid of the police. Like, we really are so afraid of the police for good reason. So
yeah, awesome movie. And that movie did a really great job of like shifting your emotions. It was like so many emotions at one time. Like it was that's why that movie's so great, because of like how you feel while watching that movie. And like, I don't know if you remember this movie called Stepford Wives.
Yeah. Where
it gave like, you know, I love that movie, and it gave like a little bit of like essence of that movie in there too.
It's like, so. Ooh, suburbia and the notions around it. Like, what the fuck? It can't be like, this seems perfect, but it's clearly not. What the fuck's going on? And every time you think you know what's going on, it's like, that's not what's going on. That's not what's going on. Like, that's not what it. Good fucking movie. And that's the movie that made us realize like, oh, Jordan Peele is like a beast. Like he is a great writer. And Us was cool. Us was good. It was cool, but I feel like Nope was great. So in my order of favorite Jordan Peele movies, for me, it goes Get Out, Nope, Us, in that order.
Ooh, that's hard. Like, it's hard to rate his movie, because I liked Us too. I liked all of them. Like Nope, they have like different genres. I feel like Us is more on the horror side, to be honest. And like, Nope was on the sci-fi thriller.
Sci-fi, like, and it was more lighthearted and stuff like that too. I feel like that's probably why I didn't like Us as much. Like, I liked it, but I felt like, you know, he came out with Get Out and it had this really strong message, and then Us came out and it wasn't necessarily as much of a message, which I guess was good, because he placed it right before Nope, because Nope had a message, but it wasn't like as heavy-handed as Get Out. So maybe Us was kind of there like, y'all not always gonna get that shit. Like, I'm gonna put some shit in, always gonna be as layered as Get Out was, which makes sense. So definitely that's Get Out. Good. And
oh no, I was saying that was a good choice.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, now your turn, madam.
Okay. So this is like a guilty pleasure of mine. I'm trying to like switch it up, because you know I got the little zombie genre. I had to go dabbling into the serial killer realm. One of my favorite serial killers is Ghostface. So
really,
the Scream franchise is one of my guilty pleasures. It's just like, it's funny, and like, it's just like stupid. It's like watching Deep Blue Sea. Like, you can't help but watch it. It's stupid, but like, you can't help but watch the franchise. Yes, they made a lot, but like,
because didn't they just drop one?
Yeah, they actually, I think they dropped. Yeah, they dropped. I ain't gonna hold you. That one wasn't that good. The one they like just released, it was okay. It was given like they were trying to bring back Halloween. Like, I didn't see the Halloween like the latest Halloween stuff, but it's giving like they're trying to like bring back what should have been ended a lot. Like,
got
back
you.
In 2011. Like the fourth one was pretty good. Like, you were just like, oh, I didn't expect that. But yeah, the latest one wasn't. But again, like the serial killer, like the mask itself is iconic. As soon as you see it, you know what it is. So yeah, that's a guilty pleasure of mine. So I'm gonna put Scream.
Scream is cool, and I think I like Scream just because of Scary Movie. Like, Scary Movie kind of like took it over the top too. But also, like, a lot of movies were like movies that came after Scream. You could tell like Scream had the influence on them. And I think cool because like it's scary, but same thing, like it's not a lot of gore. It's more like what the fuck's going on, what's happening. And then I think too, like we were young when it came out too, so it's kind of one of them like franchises, like you grow up with it. So it's like, because how were you, like elementary, middle school, something like that?
Yeah, it was, yeah, it was came out in the 90s and like all through the early 2000s, and like the fourth one came out in 2011, so mm-hmm. it's been out for a while. But yeah, I'm just one of those persons, like, well, now, like, sometimes I like to fully invest myself, you know, in a movie, and that movie like makes you just like, what are you doing? Like, you're stupid. Like, you know, it makes you engage in the movie. Like, that's
what
like
are you doing? You're stupid.
Yeah, like
they do be doing some stupid shit. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times why don't you feel that? Like that those movies make me mad because like you don't feel him. You don't feel him. You don't feel him.
You don't lock your doors. Like, there's no one.
Why is your door? Yo, why don't you lock your door? You know he's behind you. Your mic just went down for some reason. Let me see. Turn up. I think your volume went down.
Ooh. Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah. We was getting too hype. Lock your door.
I
said, what?
I think it's my cable. Sorry. I need to straighten it.
No worries. Because while you pick. Okay. Because I'm about to say, why are you doing that one? I'm going to do my next one. It is Nightmare Before Christmas. I gotta go. I just feel like Nightmare Before Christmas is just like an iconic movie, like especially for people like me who like, I love Halloween. Like, I love the decorations. I love like I like the cute Halloween. And Nightmare Before Christmas is just like a cute movie. Like, the songs are good. It's something you can watch like with your child. And Jack Skellington is cool than a motherfucker. He's just cool.
And you have a villain called Oogie Boogie. Like,
Oogie Boogie. Whoa. He's cool as but like it's a good movie. It looks good. I love claymation. I've always loved like stop motion claymation. So like just the look of the movie's good. The merch is good. Like everything about it is good. I have so much Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. Like I have the jars. I have a crock pot. Shout out to Hot Topic. Check out Hot Topic. Christmas crock pot. I have a Zero plushie under my bed right now. I have a, now I'm going to go slide and get my plushie. Ignore the floor. Hold on. Let me get it. Hey, Bella. It's a pillow pet.
I said, don't judge me. I still got my suitcase. I just came back from vacation. I got
that's dope.
Oogie Boogie hat.
Does it glow in the dark? It looks like it glows in the dark.
I think it does, yeah.
I got it's a pillow pet. I love this so much. I'll be sleeping with it. But like, it's just iconic characters, great movie, great story. Still good. Like, it still holds up. Like, I watch it for Halloween, but then I also watch it for Christmas. I think that's why I like that movie so much. Like, it has longevity, and I'm gonna do some honorable mentions right there too. Those kind of movies, and Addams Family too, like a movie that's just a solid good movie. Yes. And I can watch it even when it's not Halloween. Like, I don't feel like I have to watch on Halloween. But my favorite one is Addams Family Values. That is my favorite growing up. That was one of my favorite movies. I still can watch that movie. Pastels, like, it's just has iconic. Palma, oh, she read your ass. I love Morticia and Gomez's relationship. It's just such a beautiful movie. Growing up, I wanted to be Christina Ricci. I thought she was just so fucking cool. Like, just the dead.
Wearing black. And like, that's why I wore braids all the time as a kid. It's why I kind of like don't wear them at all right now. But like, I kind of slowly going back to braids. But I used to wear braids because of like, she it was like Princess Leia in her.
Princess Leia. Like, because it was fine. She was cool. And she was like the scared. She was in Casper. She was in all those movies. So those kind of movies, any type of family friendly Halloween content is amazing to me.
Yeah, I feel like that's because I love horror and Halloween so much. Like, I felt like that's like how me and my boo would like talk to each other. Like, oh my god, Gomez. Like this horror movie. Oh, you shouldn't have. Like, like, you know, like, oh, it's so romantic. So yeah,
it's so romantic.
And you can't forget like the songs are iconic. And mm-hmm. low-key, it's my excuse to bring Halloween to Christmas because it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Same. And then, so that is my what, second choice?
Yeah.
So it is your, this is your last choice. This is your last one.
Okay. So this one has a soft spot in my heart. It is called Cabin in the Woods.
Wait a minute. I think I've seen that.
Yeah. It's going. Very iconic because I don't, should I, spoiler alert?
Yes.
Because of the okay, ending. Yeah, because of the ending.
Spoil it.
If you haven't seen it, please skip over this part. But it's so iconic because of the ending. I mean, let alone it's just like the synopsis of a movie is just like the like every country has their own like ritual they have to do to this like kind of like evil deity, and they have to every country has to like pretty much kill something like in their country for that deity. So like in America, they have like a ritual where you have to kill the, they call it the whore, the athlete, the scholar, the fool, and the virgin. So that's like your typical like horror movie people. And you have to kill, like virgin can live or die, it doesn't matter, but they all have to die for this deity. And so they have scenarios in different countries. And then what you're watching is the scenario in America. And of course it goes awry, and at the very end it's like this underground like laboratory, you get to see like who's like running the show kind of, and literally all the horror, like the horror creatures, the horror monsters in the past like that you know of are in this movie, and they get released. What's the guy pin, not the pin, the guy with the pins in his head,
Hellraiser,
I think that's his name, like he's there's like a shark man in this, like Wolverine,
what
like,
the fuck?
It's like vampires, ghosts, like all these monsters get released at the end, and it's just like so epic. The ending's kind of just like but like the monsters getting released at the end is pretty dope. Pretty epic.
Does everybody die? I remember it, but I don't. Everybody dies, right? Yeah.
Pretty much. Like the virgin and the fool end up like releasing all the monsters and just like allow, like if the ritual doesn't go as planned, then like it's the end of the world. And none of the countries were successful, and America was like the last hope, and then they failed. So like the deity like ends up getting released and like ending the world. So yeah, it wasn't like a good ending, but it was
just
epic.
Cool because it's all of this shit happening.
Because you just think it's like a regular scary movie where like there's a serial killer or like zombies or whatever, and it's like this whole underground like world of like we need to kill these people to save the world. Technically, so you're just like, who do you choose? what side are you on? So,
but then it's like, nope.
Yeah,
everybody. Thor's
in it. The guy that plays Thor, he's in it. And he
I'm looking like Chris Hemsworth, and then the Jesse Williams dude. I remember this, but I don't remember. I think I just didn't finish it because you know I'm scary. So I was like, that's enough for me. Okay, so that was was that your last one?
That's my last one.
That was your last one. Dang. Okay. Well, we're gonna end it with my last one, which is funny because you know it's not scary. It's Coraline. Coraline is one of my favorite movies, just period. But Coraline is like, Coraline's actually pretty scary. Like, I like some of the dudes I talk to that like scary, they do not like watching Coraline. It's pretty fucking creepy. Neil Gaiman, he's just a great writer. But it's just a really good story. It's a great story. Once again, I love the stop motion animation. This is a good ass movie. It's probably one of my favorite movies.
It's definitely got a dark aspect to it. But it's really good. And like the merch and like every that cosplay you did, fire.
Yo, I'm stepping it up too. So shout out to Hot Topic. I was not planning on plugging this, but I was like, oh yeah, wait. So I just got some Coraline merch. I got some socks. I got like the necklace, which is gonna make my cosplay even better. The jade necklace and the key, I got that. And then they got like a Coraline makeup palette. Like they have a whole lot of Coraline merch that they just dropped. They got like the shirt and the jacket. Like it's a whole lot of Coraline shit. I got a backpack. They got a purse. Yo,
Does it have like blue? Does it have blue like shades in it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to open it now because I haven't even. Yeah, they got like multiple blue ones, browns, some yellow. I'll show you when I'm my background at. You can kind of see it. But yeah,
yeah.
It looks, I don't know why it's trying to not show, but it has like buttons on it. And I, God damn it, I'll show you in a second. But I actually got me and my one.
And it's got a mirror.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, this is nice. So the merch is same shit with Nightmare. Like the merch is fire. Like, and it's a good ass movie. And same thing, is one of the movies that like I can watch even when it's not. Ignore how dirty my room is. but this is solid. Ooh, for those of y'all just listening. It has like her cutout with the mother's hand on there. It has like 12 shades.
And the mirror is important, y'all. People don't think, like, when I get sad when there's not a mirror in a palette.
Me too. I'm like, I need that. All this money I done spent. And then it has the necklace that I can actually show you now. Y'all check out. I'll be posting this soon so y'all can get the links, because I think I get 10% or I have a 10% off thing. But it has the key and the jade necklace. And then it's just some spots. So, yeah. Coraline is dope. It's a good ass movie. And that's one of those movies, like, as a writer, that makes me want to write better. Like, that watching that movie makes me want to make sure that, like, all my scenes hit, like, that all my characters are memorable. Like, I really want to make something good.
And that movie was a clay, like, form, right? That's a claymation.
And it's from Lycan. They're actually coming out. Jordan Peele's next movie is coming out next month. It's called Wendell and Wild, and it's him and Key, and they're voicing the two characters, and it's a little black girl. So, like, this is the first time we've had, like, a little black girl in a horror movie like this, like an animated, like, we've never seen this.
Like a Tim Burton type of situation. Yeah. That's awesome. That's big, because, like you and me, that was pretty much us, like, growing up. Like,
yeah.
That's very important.
I'm very excited to see that movie. It's dropping in October, and that one, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it. Like, it looks kind of creepy. Like, it's demons and shit. So, and it's that weird claymation, weird. Laika has a very... So, I also found out, like, Tim Burton, I think he produced Coraline, but I thought he directed it. So, the dude that directed, his name is Henry something. And he's the one that directed Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, but wow. Tim Burton, because he's the bigger name, we all thought he directed it, but he didn't. He was, like, producer. So, this guy is the one that's been directing these movies. And so, like, he did this one, Kubo and the Two Strings, which is a good movie. Those Box Trolls, he's been, I think he did Box Trolls. But yeah, so too. That's just fire. So that's check so that out. Funny. That's dropping next month. So we're actually done. I have fun, Max.
Yeah.
This was enjoyable for how scary I am. Where can the people find you? You were talking about your community and stuff. So, like, tell them about your community and, like, all of that and how they can become a part of it.
Yes, I'm Max the Slayer. My community is the Slayers Club. Shout out to the Slayers Club. You can find me at Max the Slayer with two X's on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. I actually just got a Twitter. I literally got bullied to make it a Twitter. Like, girl is on Twitter now. They're like, get a Twitter.
Twitter
is
so fun.
It's so fun, but unnecessary at the same time. It will hold you. But
it is a lot.
It's Max the Slayer _. I'm still trying to get my name. I did not suspend the Max the Slayer name. It got someone else did, but I'm trying to get that back. But yeah, if you're into, I also teach aerial dance. I'm into pole fitness and choreography. So if you're into all things aerial dance, follow me on my dance page, Maximum Flow with two X's. Yeah. Thank you for having me on here, Roxy.
Thanks for being on here. And I am Roxy Hayes. I actually want to take something back because I forgot I'm dropping this in October. So that movie will have already have been released or will be released within a couple weeks from whenever y'all listening to this. And I'm Roxy Hayes. You can find me on everything at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. This is the Bedtime Bitchin' Podcast. I also have two other podcasts, Tell Me a Story, Roxy, and Anti-Meridium, which you can listen to anywhere you listen to. And I'm actually about to be on another podcast. I'm just a podcasting ass bitch with my homie Ice McGowan, and it is called Presidential Fitness, where we rank different presidents and historical figures and figure out if they could actually beat the presidential fitness test, as well as did they have hands. So we're gonna be talking about, like, did Abraham Lincoln have hands? Did George Washington have hands? Did Queen Elizabeth have hands? Like, well, that is what the podcast is about. So it is a historical podcast with ratchet elements, just like me. So thank y'all. Thank y'all again for listening. If you're checking this out on podcast on Patreon, thank you. And once again, thank you, Max, for joining me. Y'all have a wonderful day. And with that scary shit, bye.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
That's my shit, though. It's good ass song.